Welcome to the Fixed Ops Roundtable podcast, featuring Ted Ings and his distinguished guests. Each week, you'll gain valuable insights to level up your game in retail automotive's fixed operations. This episode is brought to you by BG Products, partners beyond products. And now, here's Ted Ings.
Welcome back to the Fixed Ops Roundtable. We go live now to in dealership to the high performance fixed ops coach. John Fairchild is with us. He's in store today. And joining us is Sean Kingry from the Kaiser Automotive Group. John and Sean, welcome back to the Fixed Ops Roundtable.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ted. And, you know, this is really known in a lot of circles as Sean Kingry's Fixed Ops Roundtable. And so, you know, I'm just proud to be here in the company of greatness with Ted Ings, Sean Kingry, and thank you for giving me an opportunity to speak about my tremendous passion in life, and that's what I do. I haven't had a job in 15 years, Ted, and you know that's because if you love what you do, you'll never work another day in your life, and that's what I do, y'all. I am so proud of being in the position that I do love what I do. And I think it's a business that we all three of us have an extreme passion for, to say the least.
You know, John, going back to what you said earlier, I'm almost thinking that we should have the Sean Kingry Fixed Ops Roundtable because there's so much happening in training right now. There's such demand for training what you're doing. I'm thinking I'm coming back in and joining you and just turn the reins over to Sean and let him handle the speakers and all that stuff. And then I'll do the rest.
Okay, and that's a good idea, but also what we could do is you could let me do what you're doing and you and Sean go do some training. So either way, I'm good with it. And you know, I really think that you're right. There is such a need out there that I really feel thrilled when I'm able to help people to advance their position in life. And, you know, I know that as the business is changing, the variable side is getting weaker than it has been in a few years. And, you know, there's a lot of talk in the circles that I frequent about fixed absorption.
John, you know, are you seeing that as well?
It's funny. We talked about it at the end of last year, what we saw 2023 being. And if you go back to those recordings, Ted, my comment was, it was totally, we were all on there together. Ed, if you don't know what fixed absorption is, you better learn. Because by the end of the year, it's going to be the, and it is what it is, guys. It became fruition. It's all about fixed absorption.
Yeah. And that's a great point, Sean. The thing about it is a lot of dealers, a lot of service managers, fixed ops directors that I encounter really don't know what I'm talking about. They don't know what fixed absorption is. Sean, do you have a layman's definition of fixed absorption that you could share with the audience?
It's how much of fixed operations pays the bills and the rest of it's just gravy on top of the cake, baby.
That's right. That's right. So if you're thinking from a general manager for an owner's or dealer principal standpoint, you know, they're drawing up right now about, I got this huge overhead. I got this floor plan. I got my rent factor. Mm-hmm. I got the fixed comp that I got to pay that won't go away. And, you know, it's a large burden to bear. It's not, you know, for a while, it's not going to be the laydown it was selling cars. So fixed absorption is exactly that, Sean. It's how much of the bills is parts, service, and if we have a body shop pay of the fixed expenses. Remember, we don't have a variable expense unless we sell something. So your salespeople up front are really not an expense. They're more or less an investment. We don't pay them unless they bring in money, right? So fixed absorption is going to continue to be more and more of a hot topic. And, you know, what I do is exactly to address some of these things. So I wanted to talk about, there's really four areas that I feel like are areas that dealers can pay attention to that really will improve their fixed absorption. You know, the first one that I want to talk about really is near and dear to my heart is really just training in general. And, you know, I know we've all heard the expression, nobody trained me. And I've actually said that. I've actually had those words come out of my lips when I was in retail is, And ain't that the truth? Is it's hard and it does not happen a lot in a lot of scenarios where we're actively training our people. Is that what you see, Ted?
And, Sean? And exactly what's happening out there. And there's been a huge, I don't want to say pent up need, but maybe I should, over the last few years. And now the floodgates have opened, right? And John, you're in high demand. I know you're in store time. You're always in different parts of the country. You're in store right now. I appreciate you doing this while you're in dealership. But yeah, there's big demand for that. And Sean, Sean, you hired John. He's doing work at your stores. Now, maybe not today, but quite a bit.
Right. You know, it's funny because everybody knows that John and I had a relationship in Florida. And John was a referral from somebody that we mutually knew. And it works so well. He's in all 8 of our stores. And how the Kaiser Group hired me a year ago officially was came down to the fact that Fix weren't the focus for them. And let's back into that real quick. They were going to hire a trainer. And I said, before you hire a trainer, we have to get some processes in place. And you put the processes in place. And now John's here. And we've got the scoreboards up. And we're taking the next step. Our next opportunity of growth for 2023 really relies a lot on John Fairchild.
Well, no, I'm proud to be a part of it, Sean. And thank you. So really the 4 prongs that I feel like customers are missing or could enhance on is, number one is training. And we all got to remember that without a rhythm or a cadence of accountability, Ted, to coin a phrase that's so near and dear to my heart, that training will soon evaporate. So you can't be a one and done training thing. It's got to be an ongoing process. And there are several modes to trade, to train, obviously. One of the ones that, like Ted said, that a lot of dealers of mine opt for is on-site training. And I'm on-site at a dealer today. And this dealer, actually, coincidentally, I started working with them in 1985 when I was 19 years old for $4 an hour. And, you know, what we aim to do here is not just to train people, but to actually coach them to better improvement. And coaching can't be done unless we are creating that rhythm of accountability. So on-site training is a very necessary facet, but it's not the only thing that brings results. And let's face it, sometimes it's tough when you're on-site to get the undivided attention of the pupils that you've got there and to get them to dismiss the customers. You know, everything's so frantic in the whirlwind of stuff that's going on. A lot of times it's hard to capture and retain the attention. So you've got comprehension on site. So there are other methods, other modes of training that we want to actually utilize also. And, you know, one of those is classroom training, whether that be classroom in the field of the theater of where the dealer or dealer group is, or bringing them to my Pinnacle Training Center in Atlanta, Georgia. We do monthly workshops for service advisors. We do monthly workshops for service managers. We get out of that. It's so valuable because now they're off campus. They're amongst their peers. You know, the peer interaction, Ted, is something phenomenal. I know you've had some workshop classes that you've done in the past. I've seen a lot of that happening. And tell me, how does the peer-in-peer interaction in your mind enhance the training that can happen in a classroom setting, Ted?
You're simply exposed to other ideas, other thought processes, other best practices with your peers who you may or may not have known. I just had an interesting segment on the roundtable where they had an after-hours dinner, and I've seen you've done that as well, after-hours meeting, where they don't talk about business. They talk about, you know, things that they do in their lives, fishing, sports, and so on. And I've seen that grow and grow the bond. And, you know, if you look at the round table, John, you know, here you are. You know, I didn't know Sean Kingery 5 years ago. I didn't know a lot of the folks, but, you know, you create a bond by bringing these people together in a classroom and they get to learn together. And you get to hear, you as an instructor probably learn as much, if not more, because you hear things that they're using in different parts of the country. And I know I've always said, gee, that's not bad. I think we can incorporate that idea.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, one of those things recently, Ted, is that we've actually disseminated into the Kaiser Group where Sean works is the notion of longevity. And if you think about it, and I do think about it a lot, and I pull dealers' data all over the country, and what I see is your average mileage of a car in your customer pay car in your shop creeping up and up and up and up. We all know the reasons why, but if you think about that, if I've established what that customer's longevity is, then it's going to really help me to emphasize why I'm advising to them. So, yeah, I picked that up from one of my class members that was one of my advisors, actually, that was in a class about 6 months ago. And I've really taken the ball and ran with that. So the classroom is a tremendous thing. The peer-to-peer interaction is remarkable. You can't really replace it with anything. And I would encourage people to let me know if I can help you with classroom training, either in your field of operation or at the Pinnacle Training Center in Atlanta. My number's all over the bottom there. DM me or message me, and we'll get you on the roster. So yeah, there's two forms of training. The third mode is obviously in there also is video supplement. Now on video, I don't feel like video is a total training mode within itself. What I really feel like is a supplement. So if I'm doing live training, I'm doing classroom training. Now the video can supplement that, whether I've got somebody that's just coming into the process and we need to get them on the same page, or whether I've got just to supplement what we've already trained to drive it home. So that's the third mode that really brings the trifecta. But as far as fixed absorption, the other thing I want to mention that I get involved with, and Sean and I have done this extensively at dealers that we worked with together, is warranty maximization. So whether that be parts or labor and or labor, a lot of dealers are leaving so much money on the table that in the amount of warranty uplift that they're not receiving. Most states, and Sean's state is Wisconsin, is about the best one, will give you retail or retail plus what your proven customer pay retail is. So the way that process works is I do a free assessment for the dealer and I gather their data. And then if they're not ready to file, if they've got some holes in their pricing strategies, perhaps, then I'm going to give them a plan of action that's really going to get those holes filled up so that we can file for the most uplift we can get. And Ted, my average dealer, I figured it out last weekend, and I've actually done more than 175 of these. I counted them all this last weekend, and I was really surprised over the last 12 years or so. And my average uplift for a dealer, if I extrapolate that over a year, what their previous year's warranty hours were or their previous year's part sales were, amounts to about $287,000 a year in pennies from heaven, is what I call it.
John, I didn't realize that you do that much. So warranty uplift, and no better time than now with all the inflationary things that are happening in the market for you to be able to advise the dealer on how to file for that. And
yeah, and you know, when I, in the 90s, domestic dealer I worked for, we were 75% warranty. But right now, warranty is 18 to 25% your typical dealership. So if I can help you plug holes in your customer pay portion, that's going to both give you a upswing in warranty, but the bigger upswing is going to be your customer pay because we fixed it. So I'm not even talking about the customer pay uplift. But that's something I would like you dealers, you deal general managers, fixed ops directors, service managers, let me know if I can do a free assessment for you. It takes me about 20 minutes to get on your machine, then a couple of days for us to crunch it. But I've got full-time auditors on staff, and we can get your warranty rate increased. I don't charge a dime until you get your increase. So I wanted to lay that out there as far as fixed op. And let's face it, technicians aren't getting any cheaper, are they, Sean?
They are certainly not. And they want a piece of that too, you know. And I think, you know, and I've talked about this group, we pay full retail for warranty. Okay, we pay the customer pay time on warranty repair orders. So you need that warranty uplift to help offset your cost.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I mean, technicians, you can't just go to the technician factory and order a technician, right? That doesn't work that way. And so you got to be able to retain those technicians. They're not getting any cheaper. If I got any hope of keeping a 70 plus percent margin on gross profit for labor and 38 to 42% gross profit retention for parts, then I'm going to need to make sure that my pricing strategies are intact because I got to be able to pay those techs what they deserve.
John, you're a great resource for the industry. You do a lot of things. Okay. You're in dealership, you're offsite, you know, for that important offsite formal type training away from the dealership environment, away from the distractions, and this helping and advising the dealers to file for a warranty reimbursement. And not every dealer is doing that. Not every manager is aware of it, nor wants to do that. And yet you offer that service, John.
Yeah, it's super tedious, super complex. If you don't know how to do it, you can easily get your hand slapped, and you can easily spend, as a service manager, trying to get your job done and do that also, take you a month to get it done. I promise, is a pain. But we got the resources to do it. We make it easy. I've got algorithms built that allow us to look for the best uplift, and we'll get it filed for you. Again, I don't charge a dime until you get your uplift. So please let me know if I can help you, folks.
John Fairchild, everybody. Sean Kingery, any last word on John Fairchild and work he does out there?
No, I mean, other than plugging John like I've done for 5 or 6 years, like, you know, you made a comment, you and I didn't know each other 5 years ago, Ted. I didn't know John 5 years ago. I mean, John was a cold call, and then COVID kicked in, and there was a call of saying, listen, I need to put you off for a while, because even though we didn't have COVID in Florida, everybody was freaking out. Listen, the partnership, and John is not a vendor. He is a partner, and he's a friend, obviously. I'm good friends with John. I'm good friends with his wife. And I got to tell you, it has been a very profitable relationship.
And he's a newlywed, too. So
I got Mauied.
You got Mauied.
I got Mauied.
You did.
Maui.
John Fairchild, everybody. Fairchild Automotive Solutions, high performance coach. Reach out to John. John, is that your cell phone scrolling on the screen down below?
That's it. 770-561-4644. Send me an email. John@johnfairchild.net. Find me on Facebook. DM me. Either way,
Everybody, I'm an automotive trainer, and I refer people to John Fairchild. I refer friends and family.
Yes, he does. Thank you, Ted. Thank you, Ted.
See you along. All right. Well, Sean Kingery, thank you so much. John Fairchild, everybody, here with us today at the Fixed Ops Round.
Thanks, guys.